Hello everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. I apologize for my voice. Looks like it's breaking again. That awful cough hasn't gone away. Today we're going to be doing a quick video. I've got a lot of requests. People want to know how to make the Indian mouth freshener, which is called masala in Gujarati. This is one that my mom has made and everybody raves for hers. I'll explain you what she has in there, and turns out really, really good. So for people who eat like the betel nuts, the bun, you can stuff that inside the betel nut leaves and have it that way. So here goes. I'm gonna show you some of the ingredients. I've done a couple things that I've prepped ahead of time, so the video goes pretty, pretty quick. This here, I have sesame seeds that I had put in the oven at, usually when I make something, I turn it off and then stick the sesame seeds in there, and it just kind of toasts by itself. So you don't have to do it over the stovetop, otherwise they're gonna just jump all over the place. I have two colored coconuts here. What I have done to that is also I have used the sweetened coconut that I put the liquid color in, mixed it up, and put it in a flat, put in a flat base of the tray, stuck it in while my sesame seeds were baking in the oven. Same thing, and they'll become nice and dry. And you wanna put them in the oven because you want them to become nice and dry. So let's get started. So I've got sesame seeds and I've got two types of coconut flake colors. Now, I'm now gonna put a measurement for this. I'm just gonna put the stuff that I have put inside, and then you can figure out what you want more and less of. So we're gonna be using this dana dal for that. And I don't know the English name for it, but if we can get a close up on that and make sure that everybody knows what it is. And they also look like that. And they're toasted already, so. But we're still gonna be sticking these in the oven. Then I've got fennel seeds here that we're gonna be also putting in there. I'll put a relative measurement for you guys in the description box, but then it also depends on, what else you wanna put in there. Here I've got betel nuts that are more cut in strips rather than pieces. That's what it looks like. I'm gonna add those in there. And you can really go ahead and add anything else that you like in there. Then we're also gonna be adding some fennel seed coated, sugar coated. They're sugar coated and they taste really, really good. So they're kind of like a licorice taste to it. So into my pan here, I'm going to go ahead and add the sesame seeds and the coconut, the colored coconut. You can go ahead and do as many colors of the coconut that you like. I think my mom's done orange, and her red is pretty darker too, and she's done green. So whatever colors that you wanna do is perfectly fine. If you wanna add a couple more colors in there, go ahead and do that. So we're basically going to throw everything in there, and then we're gonna stick this in a 250 degree oven for about 4 or 5 hours until it's really nice, and you know that it's toasted and it's a bit crispy, okay? So, add the fennel seeds in there. This is a really nice thing too. What you could do is, actually turns out to be a lot. When you start off with like maybe half a packet, you're gonna end up with a lot. So what you wanna do is, this is really good. You can freeze this. This freezes really well. They're great for weddings and engagements, parties. And what you could do is put them in little, those solo little containers with lids on it. And you can even give those out on Eid if you want. Or you can even stuff these into the pan or the betel nut leaves. Now you are most welcome to add even more betel nuts if you want to this. Okay. And then to make it even more colorful and crunchy, we'll add the look at the colors, beautiful colors. So basically we are done. So we're gonna put this in the oven, and then when it's done, I'll probably package some of it up and freeze it. And the other stuff I can also, planning to put it in little containers and give them out for Eid. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.